Pushkin.
Hi, Noah Feldman here. In the Deep Bench miniseries, my producers and I explored how the Federalist Society became the most powerful legal organization in the country. Six of the nine Supreme Court justices are current or former FedSoc members. Now, at the height of its power, the Federalist Society faces new challenges and internal divisions that threaten to splinter it. It was just too important a story not to do more. So we expanded our initial reporting into an audiobook. Takeover: How a Conservative Student Club Captured the Supreme Court includes additional interviews and a new preface and afterword. Takeover is available wherever audiobooks are sold, including Pushkin.fm. When you buy direct from Pushkin.fm, you get the book for $4.99 and also get the closest experience to listening to the podcast. I urge you to give it a try. Thanks, as always, for your support.
Pushkin Industries presents Takeover: How a Conservative Student Club Captured the Supreme Court. Written by Noah Feldman with Lydia Jean Cott and read by Noah Feldman.
Now a time for mourning for a remarkable career and life well lived.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87.
I stand before you today to fulfill one of my highest and most important duties under the United States Constitution, the nomination of a Supreme Court Justice.
When Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in September 2020, I knew one thing for sure. The person that Donald Trump would nominate to replace her would be affiliated with a powerful organization called the Federalist Society. As a constitutional law professor at Harvard University, I spend a lot of my time watching the Supreme Court. It's a big part of my job. But this prediction did not take much in the way of higher-level expertise. The two other Supreme Court justices that Trump had already appointed, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, are both affiliated with the Federalist Society. So are 80% of the judges that Trump had already appointed to the courts of appeals. The Federalist Society is a club for conservative and libertarian lawyers. It's focused on promoting conservative legal thought and on filling the American judiciary with like-minded allies. It was founded about 40 years ago by a bunch of law students, nerds really, who felt ostracized on their law school campuses because of their conservative views. Since then, it's grown to become the most influential legal organization in the United States ever, capable of dramatically redefining American jurisprudence for decades to come. And sure enough, Trump nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is closely affiliated with the Federalist Society.
I'm honored and humbled to appear before you today as a nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
With Amy Coney Barrett now on the Supreme Court, six of the nine justices are current or former Federalist Society members. This book, adapted from a series on my podcast, Deep Background, is the story of what the Federalist Society stands for, how it took over the Supreme Court, and why, now that it has achieved extraordinary success, it may actually be about to fall apart.